One breath, just one breath. In one breath, we are reaching the end of our sesshin. Tomorrow we hold the ceremony to commemorate the birth of Shakyamuni Buddha, the flower festival. Some ladies from the community decorate a small wooden house with flowers. They always, up until now, they have worked for in the evening, on the evening of the 7th, so that we've always finished sesshin in the afternoon, so that they can work in the kanondo. But this year, they called this morning to say that they need to do it earlier. So they're going to do it, come in and get the little house and do it in their homes. As you well know, things don't always move as we've decided them. There is this way of accepting whatever happens. Accepting. Not hard and fast because things didn't go as we've planned, but just accepting what comes joyfully. So now we can sit, as in other sesshins, we can sit until 9 p.m. or somewhat later perhaps. The final doksan of the sesshin will be held tonight. Everyone should attend. You have this opportunity to sit zazen, this round, this one breath. I hope that you can appreciate the wonder, the blessing that is yours. Your connection with Buddha is deep. Your connection with Dharma is intimate. This is no small thing. Please treat this golden opportunity, this golden connectedness, with great, great care and appreciation. Continue your practice through to the end. Don't slack off. Be brave. The brave will find enlightenment in one doing. The brave will find enlightenment in one doing. But for the indolent, realization of true nature will never come. Every morning we chant the lineage of Buddhas and great teachers who guide us in our practice. Thanks to their great vow, the great noble intention of each and every one of them. Thanks to their diligent practice, each one was able to hit the mark, to attain the way. I vow. Together with all beings, I vow. Without your strong vow, the vow which springs from the source of life, you cannot practice, you cannot be in accord with the one great matter. You cannot carry through, attain the great way, if you are indolent, if you're lazy, if you slack off. It takes your giving everything you've got. We chant Teshu Soko Daiyosho. He had a deep karmic relationship with this area. We here at the temple and others in this area have some of his calligraphy. His brushstrokes were very modern, big and bold. Anyway, it was his disciple, Tokuo Ryoko, who comes to mind now. I don't know how long he had been practicing, but I know that it was for some time and that his practice was very rigorous, and yet he was unable to break through. But his rigorous, vigorous practice, his struggle, bore fruit in that there came the time when he was able to make his final resolution. No step of practice that you're doing is ever lost. A step made is a step forward. A seed planted will be reaped. he made the decision to break through or else. His final preparations included one zazen length stick of incense, a small sword, and the prayer and vow to continue his practice with all earnesty in the next life. He sat with his sword at his knee and made the final determination that if he did not attain awakening before the incense he held in his hand burned down, he would kill himself with the sharp sword immediately. He lit the incense and sat in total absorption, complete dedication. His final determination was made. As the incense burned down, he sat. Of course, there was no looking off, no idea of how much longer, or what will happen, or is this really the right thing to do? If he had been at that level of still this or that, getting caught up in his head in that way, he would not have been able to make that final resolution to begin with. Just in perfect honesty, honestly, sincerely, he sat. Just sitting, just doing. The incense burned down to the finger and thumb which held it, and suddenly, hey, the burning. With that searing pain, in one blow of searing pain, Toku Ryoko's eye, mind's eye, was open. The roots of discrimination were cut through. In emptiness, Tokuo could have this experience. Nothing appended, no attaching. Let go. He must have heartily flung himself off to meet with his teacher. It's very mysterious, but the vibration and the presence of one who has awakened is completely different. As long as you're lost in reasoning, this or that, that or this, that too is plain to see. No matter how clever one is, no matter how reasonably and analytically one can describe truth, it remains a mere description. I, me, mine is hanging about. Tokuo Ryoko Daiyosho. He would have taken his life if that one sear of the incense had not brought about his awakening. But it's not only Tokuo who had this experience. All the great teachers reached the time when they could make that final decision. All the great teachers struggled until that time when they could make that final decision. Please do not be idle. Do not get lazy. The brave will find enlightenment in one doing. You cannot imitate this kind of practice. You can only give your all to this now, this one doing. When the economic bubble broke in Japan and it came to light that many people who were in positions of responsibility had been utterly untrustworthy, some of those men killed themselves. What a waste of a human life. A pity. So completely different from Tokuo, who was willing to give his life for the way. Those who in past lives were not enlightened must now attain enlightenment. In this life, save the body, which is the fruit of many lives. This body, the fruit of many lives. You are now here, able to sit. I hope that at the very, very least, you will be able to realize and remain aware of how blessed you are to have heard the teaching of truth. Do you know how blessed you are to be able to hear that you are Buddha? This is the one important matter. The one important matter. Your life is sacred. True life is perfect, complete harmony, nothing wanting, nothing in excess. This is your reality. Yes. There is no small, trifling me. You are just the genuine. Please, please care for this truth. Treat it with great care and gentleness. Remain aware that you are inherently the genuine. There is nothing but the genuine. All is goodness. Bear in mind the true existence of original mind. Whether or not you have realized true mind, you can make up your mind that it is real. It is reality. This is the one way path, the great way, the only reality. Bear it in mind, original self. Let there be no doubt in your mind. All beings are Buddha, Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. Shakyamuni, the world-honored one, verified this through his own practice. Tomorrow is his birthday. Although we consider April 8th to be Shakyamuni Buddha's birthday, we celebrate it here on May 8th when there are more flowers in bloom. He lost his mother shortly after she gave birth to him. So he was able to voluntarily, spontaneously throw down worldly views and do pure practice. Just doing. Throw down worldly views, accept and embrace Buddha Dharma. He was given this human life, and he made his final decision at last not to look off from reality, purely doing, he attained profound enlightenment. It is said that the first thing he did then after his enlightenment was visit his mother in her celestial realm. He must have said to her, thanks to you, thanks to you. And his mother must have understood at once. It was his first act of appreciation. Excuse me. This paying his mother a visit was his first act of appreciation, repayment of gratitude for the blessings which we receive without pause. Thanks to you. Thanks to you. Everywhere you look, it's only thanks to you. We vow to repay our debt of gratitude, to show our appreciation. Sentient beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Shakyamuni Buddha, the world-honored one, continues life after life after life, an eternal practice, practicing this one-way path. He walks the path which is one. How fortunate. How fortunate. Not lazy and not looking off. It is said that his mother again appeared as he was entering Nirvana. Thinking of the Nirvana paintings, I'm reminded of a story I once heard, something about how a medicine pot was hurled forward to be given to the Buddha, but it got hung up in a tree. And supposedly a mouse scurried up to get it, but before the mouse could reach the medicine pot, a cat ate the mouse. And so that's why that's supposed to be the reason why there are no cats portrayed in the Nirvana paintings. This ludicrous story points out once again how useless is idle chatter, how useless is your analysis. Idle chatter does not help anyone on the path. Please don't forget this. I hope that you will not indulge in chit-chat. There is no value in your discussing the Dharma teachings with other people. You only lead them away from their practice, and you lead yourself away from your practice. Die while alive. Be completely dead. Then do what you will, and all will be well. These are the words of one who has cut through the roots of discriminating mind, who has been blessed with the causes and conditions to practice and cut through discriminating mind. Please count your blessings. Look what you are here to do. It is very important that you have your practice, your experiences checked by a teacher. It may only be your own delusion, your own notion that you have cut through duality, or your own notion that you have seen something. You may well be clinging to scenery along the way without, of course, being aware of it yourself. You cannot evaluate your own practice. Die while alive. Be completely dead. Then do what you will, and all will be good. Please vow to continue your practice, to not be careless until you can die to the ego idea, until you can die completely. Vow not to look off, not to get sidetracked. At least, don't get sidetracked through this session. Do not speak to others of what you believe you understand, ever. I hope that you can firmly keep this rule. Please, please do not be careless, because you have this precious time to continue to throw yourself into your practice. You still have more rounds of Zazen before our closing ceremony tonight. Do not slack off. You have Dharma power under your belt. Don't waste it. Keep it up to the very end. Carry through. You aren't going to be uprooted from the Kanon-do, so we can continue our practice one-pointedly, attentively. Closely, vigilantly, keep up your practice through tonight's closing ceremony. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.
on Saturday.